Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In their second and final debate last night, the two major party candidates for governor of Massachusetts picked up where they left off last week. In a debate sponsored by WBUR, WCVB, and the Boston Globe, Democrat Maura Healey and Republican Jeff Diehl sparred over the economy, abortion rights, and former President Trump. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
As she did a week ago, Healey quickly tried to tie Diehl to former President Trump. Asked if they would accept the results of the November 8th election, Healey said she would, and then attacked Diehl for pushing Trump's big lie that he won in 2020.
Those are really dangerous statements in this time. Those are the kinds of statements that incited the violence, the attack on the United States Capitol that resulted in injury and death to police officers.
For his part, Diehl said he would also accept the results of the November election. But as a supporter of Trump, Diehl has pushed the former president's false claims that the 2020 election was rigged. And last night he said it's appropriate to continue to raise questions about possible irregularities.
It's okay to say that things like mail-in balloting in certain states may have been handled badly. I ultimately understand that Joe Biden was certified and became our president.
Diehl presented himself as a fiscal conservative. As he did a week ago, he attacked Healey for being aligned with President Joe Biden and policies that he says have produced high taxes, soaring gas prices, more government control, and less individual freedom. Healey pushed back and said her top priorities are to make housing and child care more affordable, to push for tax cuts and money from Washington to help with rising energy costs. Healey also pledged to protect abortion rights in Massachusetts and attack Diehl as out of step with most voters on the issue.
My opponent celebrated when Roe was overturned. He celebrated it. He thinks it's a good decision and a good idea. He wants to defund Planned Parenthood. He said he wants to jail doctors who provide abortion care.
For his part, Diehl opposes abortion, but says as governor he would respect the Roe Act, the Massachusetts law that protects abortion rights.
There is no way I'm changing that law. So to try to scare people, I know it's Halloween. Stop scaring people about abortion. It doesn't make any sense.
Last night's debate was Diehl's last and best opportunity to gain ground on Healey in an election in which she's heavily favored. Democrats outnumber Republicans in Massachusetts by a wide margin, and a recent Boston Globe Suffolk University poll found Diehl trailing by 23 points. Voters are already casting ballots by mail, and early voting in Massachusetts begins tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.